Okay, so let's talk about eye patterns. The best way to learn these is to actually look at the chart as I explain them, so that you can really have a good understanding of what it is that I'm talking about, because this is a visual process that we're working with. So if you're driving your car, or if you're someplace where you don't have your manual, the best thing you could do is just go ahead and stop the CD, and then take it up again, start up again when you have the manual in your hands. So having said that, go ahead and turn to the eye pattern chart inside your manual. Now, the chart inside your manual shows a picture of somebody as you look at them. So this is a person as you look at them. This is a normally organized, what we call normally organized in neurolinguistic programming. That simply means that they're a right-handed person and they're normally wired. What we're talking about when we say normally organized or normally wired is that it's not reverse wired, which sometimes left-handed people will be reverse wired. That means that everything, as you look at this chart, everything that appears on the left-hand side of the chart, that would be VC, AC, and K, all of those would actually be on the opposite side of the chart, on the opposite side of the chart, and the VR, VAR, and AD would be on the left side of the chart as you look at it. So those would just be swapped. Now, when you meet somebody, their eye patterns are always going to be one or the other, either normally organized or reversed organized. We've had people say, well, I found a new combination, or I found somebody that doesn't have their visual in one of the upper quadrants. The fact is that you're always going to find one or the other. And because inevitably, when I go and I test that same person, I'll find that the visual is where it's supposed to be. So they're always going to be in one or the other. So let's talk about the positions that somebody might move their eyes depending upon what they're processing in their head. This person that you're looking at here, if they're making pictures in their mind, what they're going to do is they're going to move their eyes upward, either to the left, up and to the left, or up and to the right. So up and to their right, or on the left of the chart as you look at it, it says VC. What that means is visual construct. That means they're actually constructing new pictures in their mind. Constructing new pictures. Like if you were to ask somebody to construct, like if you ask them to make a picture in their mind of an elephant with blue polka dots on it, they have to actually construct that. And you'll notice that if they're a normally organized right-handed person, that they should move, in order to make that picture, their eyes should move upward and to their right or to the left of the chart as you look at it, as you're facing them. If they're going to be remembering pictures, on the other hand, their eyes should move upward and to the left if they're a normally organized right-handed person. Their eyes should move upward and to their left or on the right of the chart as you look at it. So we've got visual construct and visual recalled. So if people are moving their eyes upward, that means that it's most likely they're making pictures in their mind at that given time. Now, if we look straight across where the eyes are right now, we have auditory construct on the left side of the chart as you look at it, and on the right side is auditory recalled on the chart as you look at it. So this is going to be flipped around for the person that you're looking at. So if they're making up or constructing sounds in their mind, then their eyes will be moving to their right, or on the left side of the chart as you look at it. If they're recalling sounds, now what would be a recalled sound? That might be like the sound of your mother's voice, or the sound of a pet's voice, or an old song that they remember. That could also be auditory recalled. That's going to be to the individual's left or to the right as you look at them, to your right as you look at them. Now, let's talk about the two lower quadrants. Okay, if their eyes are moving down and to their right, or to the left as you look at them, to your left as you look at them, for a normally organized right-handed person, this person is feeling feelings. They're experiencing their kinesthetics. So they're into their feelings at that moment. Okay? And if they're looking downward and to their left, or to the right side of the chart as you look at it, down and to the right as you look at the chart, they're going to be in an auditory digital processing mode, so they're actually going to be talking to themselves at that moment. So we've got visual construct, visual remembered, auditory construct, auditory remembered, kinesthetic or feelings, and auditory digital or self-talk. These are the various things that somebody might be doing inside their mind at any given moment. And when you have enough sensory acuity, you can actually watch the individual's eyes and know what they're doing. So now you may be asking, well, why is this important to me? Well, you can utilize this to help to increase the rapport that you have with that individual by matching what they're doing. So if somebody's looking up and you're selling an idea, for example, And they are looking up to visual construct, which is upward and to their right or to the left as you're facing them, to your left as you're facing them. And you see them looking up there. You could say, do you see what I mean? Or do you see how this can help you? And they'd say, well, yeah, I guess I can. So matching what they're doing can really help you in terms of creating rapport.